All right, I think what I'm going to do is just open it up. I know you probably want to talk about the game a little bit, so I'll kind of let you ask questions and answer specific. So go ahead and fire away.
What were your thoughts?
I knew we were going to get general, right? Well, I'll be honest. It's like I told the guys, I didn't think we started out like we should have. That was a little disappointing. We talked about that the other day. You know, the Cincinnati came out and jumped us pretty quick. I thought got us on the heels a little bit. And I think the guys felt that too. And then, of course, you know, in a preseason game, then you're taking some guys out and kind of gets out of whack a little bit. We did settle down a little bit. I thought the young guys did some good things. It was encouraging to see us play good in the red zone. Not encouraging to give up all of the long run plays. I think a lot of that can be fixed. There's a couple pass plays where we challenged, you know, our corners. We kind of went into it saying, look, we're going to stay very vanilla. We might do some things man-wise. It'll challenge the corners on the outside, but that's okay. We want to find out where we are. So some of that was planned. And it wasn't a deep game plan to stop Cincinnati's offense. We had practiced against them for 2 days. And all in all, I think we had a long way to go, but I think the guys are willing to do the things they need to do to get there.
How much uncertainty?
When your players talk about not playing fast and they wish they would have, why wouldn't you?
Well, I think, you know what, I attest that too, and we talked about it. I think they were thinking too much because they wanted to be right, and it's the first game, and there's a lot of youth on our side of the ball, and I think it was more that. Look, we're focused a lot on that and talking about it now, and I'm hoping that in this next go-around that it'll be think fast and just go. That's what the defensive game is all about. I told them, don't worry about making mistakes. Maybe I didn't say that enough going into the game. But look, if you're a guy, you want to make the football team, and you know, they're always being corrected for an error. They want to be perfect, but we're gonna chase perfection, but we're gonna rely on relentless. That's what we're gonna try to do.
Is a guy like Trevin Wade kind of embodying that mentality right now? It seems like he's always around the ball. And
yeah.
Get it.
I'm glad you brought Trevin up. He's done a nice job. And when a guy steps up, he's around the ball and he's making plays. He made a big one at the end. I think you have to recognize that because at first I don't think anybody really knew where he was as a player, but it's good to see him. I'd like to see more guys do that.
What do you guys like about Brandon Merriweather?
You know, Brandon I've seen from afar, obviously, as an opponent. Very aggressive football player, experience, has started in the NFL. From guys that played with him in college, because we got some Miami guys here, obviously, you know, the feedback from them was he was very vocal. I like that in the safety. I think Coach Coughlin and Jerry liked the same thing. Not afraid to make a mistake, bold. I think all those things are good attributes. We'll have to find out where he is with all the other things. He hasn't been in football for a little bit right now.
How was the communication, especially amongst the first team defense and getting everything lined up and whatnot?
Not too bad. Could have been better. I think the first touchdown, I'm going to take the onus on that one. We could have, again, we didn't game plan against Cincinnati, and had we been game planning, we would have played that bunch route they had a little bit differently. And the way we were playing it made it real challenging for our guys. So we certainly could have played that better. That wasn't the player's fault, just that particular play. We shouldn't have let him down that close. But that particular play was really a coach's my fault. Yeah.
What did you like about him bringing your house?
Well, Jeremy's always been more of a special teams player. He was never really a pure starter in this league, but I thought he could at least provide depth, you know, some veteran presence, and certainly special teams. We'll see where it goes with regards to playing safety and how much, but you know, there was a comfort level there. You know, when you know people, I knew what kind of effort you were going to get from Jeremy. I know he's a pro. I know he works at it. I know he studies the game. And I think that's all been evident. And he'll tell you he'd like to be playing a little bit better football than he did the other night.
So he's got a ways to go with the defense?
Yeah, we all do. Yeah, we all do, myself included.
So
we'll get there.
I
think they're all kind of clumped together there when I say that. I think we have some guys that will play relentless football. I was kind of impressed with some of the things the guys did up front. Now, there are some tweaks and some mental errors that we have to get ironed out, and I think they'll do that. You know, a lot of those guys are ready, set, go. That's not a bad quality in a defensive end to do that. So, you know, get up, you know, and Robert and Coach Dunn is working technique with them. And we've moved some guys around. I think you saw that some of those defensive ends played inside the other night, which we like to do. We'll continue to do that. We got to get in situations that will allow us to do that. But we'll keep moving them around. I think all of them are doing about the same right now.
What kind of leap has Kerry Wynn taken against the run in particular?
Yeah, I didn't know a lot about Carey coming here. You know, would see him on film as I studied the Giants from last year. But he's a solid football player. He knows what he's doing. He made a couple of uncharacteristic mental errors in the game and even in practice yesterday. But I trust Carey because I know he knows what he's doing. And I think he's getting better as a football player as we start talking about technique and things he needs to do out there. I think he's improved as we've gone through training camp.
John Beeson almost sounded a little bit like a rookie the other day, saying, you know, he's really trying to do the right thing, show you he knows defensive things. Do you see, you know, a little, you know, it's not quite there yet for him, he's trying to, you know.
Well, I think anytime it's new language, new system, but look, I love John Beeson. I mean, we do individual stuff, him and I together a lot, and he's a football player. You know, he loves the game. When you're passionate about football and want to do the right thing, that's what comes out. I think he said to me, it might have been in the walkthrough here, he was moving the trash cans around that we use and getting them perfect. And I said, you want to get those right? He goes, yeah. He goes, I'm like that. I want to be perfect. He goes, it's a blessing and a curse. And it is. You know, we all know that. Sometimes you can try to be too perfect. But I love working with him. I watched him out here yesterday. And coming off a game, having a day off, and everybody being sore, it's a little sluggish. I felt we were sluggish yesterday. But you watch John Beeson. He was flying around like a rookie. And good for him. I pointed that out in the meeting, and all the other guys need to follow suit. But love working
How
with
much
him.
Do you miss JP?
Well, it's hard for me to calculate that. I really haven't worked with him. So, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed. You know, our prayers with him for health. And until we can get him back here, we'll just focus on the guys we got.
You mentioned Brandon Merriweather's aggressive play. Obviously, he's got in trouble with that.
Yeah.
Too aggressive. He's also said that he doesn't necessarily want to change his style.
Yeah.
Is that a fine line for you to walk as a coach?
Very fine line for a coach. Very fine line for a player in the league that we play in nowadays, but it's all about target, and it's a low target area that we're now a strike zone, which is, you know, we'll say from the chest down to the thigh, and that's what guys have to begin to do. I think that a lot of players in this league, a lot of aggressive players in this league have adjusted to that. I think a lot of them are doing it, and we need to. So it's preached, it's talked about, and again, we haven't had him here for but a day, but that will be a focus on him, and I'm sure. You know, I'm sure when you're away from football for a little bit and you realize where that may have been one of the reasons, I don't know if that is or not, I'm sure he'll find a way to get it corrected.
When you're dealing with issues in the secondary, how much can the ends help with that, about getting pressure to the quarterback?
Yeah, all secondary players appreciate good defensive ends. We all know that from the past. We need that. It needs to all work together. I mean, look, you got to cover them for a certain point, certain amount of time so that the defensive ends can get there. And defensive ends need to get there quick enough so they're not back there hanging out. I mean, it all works together. And hopefully, you know, with some things that we'll do and some players that we'll have, and when we get all the guys where we want them, you know, that'll piece together and we'll have something good.
How concerned are you with Landon's knee and how it may kind of halt his progression?
Yeah, the biggest concern is all the time he's missing. You know, I let Ronnie handle how long and when. He is staying in tune. He was standing by me most of yesterday as the calls went in and gave me the feedback. He's trying to stand behind there in the walkthroughs. That's about all he can do right now until he can get healthy. It's just one of those things that sets you back, you know, and I don't know I don't know where we are with game time and all that as far as these preseason games, but that's valuable experience for any rookie, but especially a safety who we're depending on to make calls and changes and adjustments, so it'll be a challenge.
Steve, there are obviously mistakes in the game. I mean, did you see the little things like they hustle, they were physical? I mean, the things
yeah.
that make a defense?
Yeah, I saw more of it in the practices against Cincinnati, to be honest with you. And I don't know if we, I'm not really sure in the game. I think if you were to ask every one of our guys to a man, we would have felt that we would have played more physical and faster. We're all trying to put our finger on that. And I think everybody has to look in the mirror first. But that is the goal. I mean, you can make up for a lot of mistakes. If you do that, we all know that. So that's a goal. That's been a goal right from the beginning.
What's your impression of DeMontre Moore getting him on a practice
field? I love DeMontre. I love guys that like to have fun. I really do. Look, he's trying. He just pulled me aside in the walkthrough because we had, you know, put one or two little wrinkles in, and he wanted to make sure he had it exactly right. This is what he's here, and this is what I'm doing. So he's passionate. He wants to do well. Yeah, we're looking for him to do good things. We'll fit him in there where we can and fit it in the right spots.
What had Landon shown you before you got hurt?
I tell you what, he was progressing like you would hope when you take a guy as high as we did and with the expectation that he would fit in there. I'm, you know, normally I'd prefer not to slot rookies right in as starters. You know, you make them earn it. But it was obvious here that, you know, Landon is ahead of the game. Playing at Alabama, I think, helps. He had come leaps and bounds in the verbal part of it, the mental part of it, handling the volume. I think some of the guys were starting to get confidence in him. It still has a ways to go. And then when you lose this amount of time, I think that sets it back a little bit. So he's going to have to come back in, play catch up, and hopefully he can do that and get everybody back on the same page.
Had he kind of emerged as the voice of kind of that safety group?
Yes and no. I think there's a couple of safeties back there doing it, and certainly John Beeson in the middle has a big part in that. Well, I don't know that yet. I don't know. I'm not sure I know him well enough to know if he's that kind of guy. I mean, some veterans come in and look, they just worry about what they're doing. I'm certain he's here trying to keep a job or get a job. So I don't know where that'll go just yet. I got to learn a little bit more about him.
You didn't really know him at all?
No, other than talking to him at the combine way back when. You know, it seems like forever ago, you know, that he came out. But he's played a lot of football here, and that's a good thing. You know, it's a good thing.
How do you see using Kennard?
Devin Kennard in a lot of places right now. He's a good football player. I mean, he looks like they're supposed to look. And he gives us a – he's versatile in this, that he can play off the ball as a linebacker, in my opinion. He plays up on the line as a, you know, what we call a Sam linebacker, and sometimes we put him down there to rush. That means we got a pretty good football player. So keep him healthy. Don't overload him. And yet he wants more and more. So I think those are all good qualities.